Moncrief on News Talk.
It mightn't be that sunny today, but still during the summer, we have to be mindful of the effect of the sun on our skin. Farmers particularly have to be aware of this, but not just for themselves, but for their animals. Eamon O'Connell is a vet at Summerhill Vet Clinic in Neenah. Good afternoon, Eamon.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
What animals can get sunburned?
Well, I suppose all animals potentially can get sunburned, but the main ones we deal with that get, in air quotes, sunburn is cows, cattle, calves. They'd be the main group, but it's not really sunburn as we know it. You know, we go out and we put on the sun cream so we don't get burnt in a day that's 30 degrees, whereas cattle suffer from a condition that we call sunburn, but it's just any light can set it off.
Right. OK. And what are the symptoms of that?
Well, we get called out to an animal, and if the farmer is pretty good at spotting his animal sick, we'll get called out to a cow, for argument's sake, that I saw last week, where the farmer just said, look, she's a little bit not behaving as normal, a little bit twitchy, a little bit swollen around the eyes, not inclined to eat, just uncomfortable. And then when we get out there and we actually lay our hands on the animal and do a clinical exam, we realise that around the eyes, anywhere where there's pink skin, so the eyes and the muzzle in particular, they can get very, very nasty inflammation and it's sore. But any pink skin on a cow and udder, and unfortunately for a bull, even on the scrotum, can get affected by it.
Okay, and can this happen to them any time of the year?
It can, yeah. I suppose we call it sunburn because it looks like sunburn in people, but it's any UV light at all. And I suppose the cause of it, really, there's two types. The primary one is rare enough in this country where they ingest a weed that can cause it. But the secondary one is if there's an issue with their liver where they can't process all the stuff that goes through there. So in particular, one, there's an enzyme that comes through, kind of a breakdown product of chlorophyll, which is in grass. And if the liver is compromised for any reason, it can't break down those substances that it needs to process properly, and they can localize out under the skin, and they're called photodynamic agents, so they can get set off by light. So if the liver's under pressure, the UV light sets them off, and any white or pink skin can just start to get inflamed and red and peel.
And would, in your experience, are farmers usually aware of this possibility?
It's not that common, and it doesn't affect, like, a lot of the diseases we deal with nowadays in herd health kind of affect the whole herd or groups within it. But these are often just one individual animal or possibly two, but usually only one. So a lot of the time it kind of comes to a surprise to the farmer because he's looking at an animal that's starting to get this and he goes, God, they've gotten sunburned. But it hasn't been like we had maybe 2 weeks ago. It hasn't been 27 or 30 degrees. Like, it's a dull day today, but she's behaving like she has sunburn. So yeah, it comes as a surprise to a lot of the farmers when they see this for the first time.
And what would be the treatment for it?
Well, because it's UV light, and even today where we are now in Tipperary is dull, but even the light that's there today can set it off. So a dark shed is usually what we say. Straight away, get them into the dark shed. And then you're just looking at supportive treatment where, like, this is sore, so they need some pain relief, and they probably need ongoing pain relief for a number of days, if not even into weeks, because by the time we see them, the skin is starting to peel and it's going to peel off and going to have to heal by second intention almost. So, and then because it's a cow, you can't really be rubbing Aprosun on her every day. You just give her pain relief and she's in the shed, and you're trying to make sure flies this time of year don't start to land on her either. So you've got to put some fly repellent on. You're just trying to make her comfortable. And eventually they do get out of it with supportive treatment over a number of days to weeks.
Good God, that sounds kind of fairly nasty, really.
It's a horrible one. And I suppose it's, at least if it was us, we can explain to ourselves like what's after happening. But a cow is just sitting there wondering why her skin is suddenly starting to peel off. It's not nice. But look, thankfully we have lots of pain relief now and good pain relieving products, so we can make them a lot more comfortable. And by taking them away from UV light, so the darker the shed, the better, you're almost immediately giving them some relief.
Yeah.
So we can manage it, but it is a horrible condition. Yeah.
Yeah, and as you say, it is common because, I mean, you don't want a farmer to be in a situation where the entire herd has to be put into a barn someplace.
No, I don't think I've ever come across a scenario where it's happened to groups of, it's usually individuals or maybe on a rare occasion too. But it's especially the secondary one where the liver is affected, like that's only going to be an individual animal that gets affected, thankfully, because, yeah, you don't want this in a group of them. It's nasty enough in one.
Gee, Mac. I read that pigs could get sunburned. Is that true?
They can. Well, I suppose if you look at your cow is outside, she has a layer of hair and thick skin, and a lot of that is pigmented, so they're protected to an extent against the sun. I suppose if you look at pigs where their skin is really, really light, really, really pink, it's almost like a fair-haired person or a red-haired person going out into the sun. Now, a lot of our pigs aren't kept in the sun anymore, I suppose, but yeah, they'd be much more prone to sunburn than any other animal, really.
And so, and among cows, are there? Would it depend on the colour of their covering and that kind of stuff, whether they're more prone to it or not?
It definitely does. Like if you take Charlie cows, which would be completely white, their experience with this condition is nasty because all their skin can be affected. Whereas if you take a Black Angus cow, they rarely, if at all, get it. And then you take the ones in between, which is a Friesian, if they get it where they've got black spots and white spots, you'll often see the white spots are peeling off and the black spots next to them are perfect. So it's an unusual one when you see a Friesian animal with it, where all the white skin starts to peel and burn and all the black skin seems to be completely unaffected. So, yeah, unfortunately, some of them are more susceptible than others, yeah.
Right, okay. Well, something to be mindful of, particularly to anyone working in farming. Eamon, thanks very much for talking to us today. That was Eamon O'Connell there, a vet at Summerhill Vet Clinic in Neenah.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.